Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to hear a story? It's a story about two sisters caught in a burning jungle, trapped by the ancient evil that wants to destroy them. To survive and save their people, Aurela and Saita will have to summon the courage, wisdom, and power of their ancestors.
He's going to burn down the forest.
There's nothing we can do to stop it. Aurela, we have to go.
Go? Oh, so soon.
We have to get to the river.
We're going to cross the river in the middle of the night? Are you insane?
The jaguar told me where to cross.
The jaguar? What? You told me there wasn't any—
Hurry!
Come on, kids. Give up the crystal. Give up the crystal or watch it all burn. Feed me and I live. Give me water and I die. What am I?
Whoa! There's the river. Oh no, the current is so strong.
I see the first rock.
Go, jump. I'm right behind you.
Ah, you've made it to the river. But what happens when the lights go out?
Fire's gone.
I can't see a thing.
How can we cross the river in total darkness?
Hang on.
What are you doing?
Turning on my phone's flashlight. I mean, it's not very bright, but it's the best we can do.
We're going to have to hand it back and forth as we cross.
One rock at a time. You point the flashlight at the rock and I'll jump. Then hand me the phone and I'll aim the light while you jump.
Just like Jaguar said.
We're going to have a conversation about this Jaguar when we get to the other—
Whoa! Saida!
I'm okay. Be careful. The rocks are slippery. Here, give me the phone.
Phew! Made it. Hand over the phone and keep going.
Made it. Careful, this one's a bigger jump.
Here, take the—
What is that? Aurela, point the flashlight.
Crocodile! A big one!
I hate crocodiles even more than I hate snakes. Another one!
There's one over there, too!
Where are they coming from?
Rise, crocodiles! Rise!
Aurela, talk to them! Use the crystal!
Crocs, please, will you let us cross? I'm the keeper of the crystal, and— The crystal! It's not working!
Of course it's not working. They answer to me.
We have to get around them somehow.
If we fall in—
We can't fall in. I think I can make it to the next rock. One, two, three.
Aurela! Saida!
Aurela!
Grab my arm, Saida!
Okay, I got you. What do?
Swim!
We get out some crocodiles.
Look ahead! There's a branch! Grab it!
Aurela, that's not a branch. That's—
Eesh!
Climb up my body and I'll pull you up.
Oh, come on!
I never thought I would be so happy to see a snake.
Look, the crocodiles, they're leaving.
I don't need them anymore.
What what's happening?
He's creating a whirlpool.
To suck you down into the underworld, where I was sent all those years ago. Now, throw me the crystal.
No!
You can't stay in that tree forever.
Oh, no!
It's going to snap.
Oh, no.
If we go in, the whirlpool will suck us in.
Not if I lower myself across the water. You can cross on my back.
But you'll be pulled down.
I think I can hold on long enough to get you two to the other side.
Eesh. No.
It is all right. I've lived a very long life.
Most of it as a snake who couldn't talk to anyone. You can't do this.
What is she saying?
Aurela, you gave me something I lost all those years ago. A chance to have a friend. To feel human again.
The limb is going to break.
No, Eesh, I can't let you do this.
Aurela, listen to me. Deliver that crystal to Guerabalan. You have the power to destroy Spectre, just like I did.
Wait, you're Yashtun?
When I summoned Kukulkan and banished Spectre, the power it took left me in this form.
We have to go.
Isha's going to lower herself down and guide us across.
It was my fate to save the Maya once. It is yours to save us again.
Come on, Aurela. Jump onto her back.
Eesh!
She's doing it! We're going to make it across! Aurela!
Go!
Jump!
Eesh! No! She's being pulled under!
Totally me! In the afterlife!
Eesh! No! She's gone.
I'm sorry, Aurela.
She saved us. She was Yashtun, the crystal keeper. She was like me.
And like Mama.
And like Mama. What was it like after Mama died?
I was little. I just remember Papa was quiet, but I also remember we were never alone. The whole village tried to be our mother and our father, but wasn't the same.
Is that why you want to get away from Little Parrot so badly? To get far away from where it happened? Where she died?
I never thought about it that way, but it's probably true.
Do you miss her?
Every day of my life. But I think she's here. In the rainforest she loved. In the village. In Papa. I've never felt her more strongly than I do right now.
Me too.
There was a song she sung me. I don't remember everything about her, but I remember the song.
Yeah? How'd it go?
Sort of like this. It means something like, call me, and I'll meet you by the trunk of the ceiba tree.
We could use her right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Zaida.
Sorry. Sorry for what?
If it hadn't been for me, if I hadn't been born...
Stop it, Aurela.
It's true, isn't it? That's what no one has ever wanted to tell me, but it's true. If I hadn't been born, she wouldn't have...
Hey, you can't think of it like that. You don't know what the world has in store for us. If the last few days have taught me anything, it's that the universe is a mystery.
I know you always thought the stories were nonsense.
I told you. You've made me a believer. You and Eesh and the birds and the crocs.
Do you think there are gods out there that can protect us?
Like your bird god Kukulkan? I don't know. I've never met a god. But I've seen some amazing things in the past 2 days.
I thought Kukulkan would come and save us as soon as I called out with the crystal. But instead, things have only gotten worse.
Who needs Kukulkan? We've got you.
Me?
You summoned birds to get us off a collapsing rope bridge. You made friends with a talking boa constrictor.
She was a good friend.
Yeah, she was.
And she'd want us to keep going.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
About this jaguar...
He said we have to go to the tortoise's back.
You mean Tortoise Mountain? That's where we're going?
Jaguar said there's a plateau on top.
All I've ever seen on that mountain is a bunch of jungle trees.
Get your phone.
Why?
You got a map program on there, right? Which way do we go?
Well, according to the map, right over here, there should be a...
What?
Path. The path washed out or something. It's a sheer cliff.
We'll have to climb.
We have no climbing gear, no ropes.
Not the coyotes again. He's blocking the path. There's one behind me, too. What do we do?
Hey, you're the one with the magic crystal. All I have is my cell phone.
You have an idea?
Cover your ears.
Why?
Just do it. Hey, puppies. I have a sound you're really going to like. Bet that feels real good on your ears. Now on and off. Almost there, Arela. How are we doing them coyotes?
Play your ringtone on me again? I'm not like the others. Spectre promised me big things.
Get back!
Spectre has the real power. He will...
Enough about Spectre! I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, however you did it, you scared off the coyotes. And look at the cliff wall.
It's like a staircase.
It is a staircase. Come on, let's climb it.
And look at the top.
The tortoise is back, which means...
We've reached Quella Balam.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
GZM shows Imagination Amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.